Rav Nevin Salin's Askama for Shlavim wrote the following. Gam ani rotze liot nitfal l'osei mitzvah l'kiruv l'vovois achenu b'nei Yisrael l'teira b'darkei noyam v'hu chesed ke'ein shel Avraham Avinu. Mori Rabbi was emphasizing that therapy and other psychological services truly embody chesed. There are many reasons why Shlavim is an important organization in the Torah world. But when I think of Rav Nevinzal's words, it reminds me of a tension, albeit a healthy tension, but nevertheless a tension that exists in the intersecting fields, the field of being a Rebbe, being a Mashpia, in a shiur room, schmoozing with guys in a classroom, Rav Tversky's classroom 15 years ago, and the standards and goals of a therapist. When I was in graduate school, the pinnacle of therapy, in fact, the only therapy that we were shown, was the therapy of Carl Rogers. Rogers emphasizes in client-centered therapy, Rogers emphasized that the most important thing is to be a tabula rasa, a clear slate, and to be able to clearly listen to what the patient, the client is saying, and to be able to repeat it in a way that they feel heard and listened to. In contrast to a Rebbe embodies standards of right and wrong. He represents 2,000 years of Messiah. He represents the struggles of with Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. The tension of the Ramchal, of the Chacham and the Chassid. And here we are in intersection of those two fields. Both approaches are emes. Now more than ever is a time that we need to be able to address both of these worlds. They need to communicate and understand each other. The field of chesed that Mori Rabbi referred to in terms of psychology, Lanias Daiti, could be contrasted to the approach of a mechanech and approach of a Rebbe that sometimes coexist with each other, but at the same time, it's the Bechina of Gevura. And the synthesis of Shlavim, the first Shlav of what Shlavim, Lanias Daiti, is all about, is Teferes. It is the synthesis of the Chesed that the world of psychology has been Mosif to our world, and the Gevura of what a Mechanic is supposed to be. I heard a joke. How many therapists does it take to change a light bulb? One, as long as the light bulb wants to change. Sometimes that want for change, that desire for change, comes from the gvura that those of us here are mechanchim can give to the Talmidim. But there's a second shlav. There's a second level that might be extremely, extremely important to realize. I think the Torah world has come to appreciate, as time has gone on, as we begin to grow and to thrive, but many of these products of our growth also leads to challenges. It's realized the need to take care of the challenges, the emotional needs of our community. But it's not simply a stopgap measure. It's not simply that chesed needs to complement the gevura. But there's another shlav here. I heard from the Amshin of a Rebbe Shlita, a beautiful Chassidish of art. Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avraham, Avraham hoilid es Yitzchak. It's a well-known medrash. People question, the reason why the Pasuk repeats as a medrash, Avraham hoilid es Yitzchak, is because people doubted whether Yitzchak was truly a child of Avraham. said the Rebbe, it's not only in the biological sense, it is in the sense of the midos as well. Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram, Yitzchak who represents Gevura, could he come from Avram who embodies Chesed? And the answer is yes. Avram hoilid is Yitzchak. The Rebbe enunciated slowly, Kedarka b'kodesh. Hoilid. And he stopped for 2 minutes. Es. Hoilid is Yitzchak. That the source of Gevura, the source of Hasmada, the source of Amelus, the source of all the Kayach of Kedusha and Tahara, comes from Chesed. Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram hoilid is Yitzchak. There's an image in the Olam HaTorah today that is a beautiful image. And that is the image of Rav Elyashiv Zatzal's Amelus B'Torah. His Asmada. I believe that it's not a coincidence that that picture of Rav Elyashiv's Asmada is a product exactly. Eile told us Avram ben Yitzchak. Eile told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram hoilid us Yitzchak. It's a product of Rabbi Aryeh Levine's house of Chesed, where the Rebbetzin grew up in a home of Chesed. So Shlavim is not only a stopgap measure for things that require tikkunim in our community, something even more than that. The intersection of the field of the mechanech and the therapist is also an awareness that we're looking for something greater. Where Hasmada and Gevura will actually thrive if it is nurtured with the appropriate Chesed. I wish everyone here, my dear friend and Talmud Ravelli, much Hatzlacha in this Avodas HaKodesh. I know how hard Ravelli has worked to create this beautiful, beautiful dream with different Shlavim, which Be'ezer Hashem will be a Tferes L'Klal Yisrael.